The Resonance, Book 3 in the Trusted Thriller series, written by Michelle Medhat, narrated by Greg Patmore. Chapter 1, March 26, 2017. Ellie clutched to life like a stray, starving cat clutches to a chicken bone. Her time to go wasn't yet. She wasn't letting go of the life she held so precious. After her torture, reality swam in and out. One minute she was in the broadcast room. The next she lay in a shiny, sterile medical lab. People encircled. Her clothes were removed. Injections were given. Valium to calm her frenzy and morphine to douse her pain. Someone gave her water. Someone else wrapped her naked, shaking and hysterical frame in a medical gown. Ellie moved her head and watched helplessly as a young man injected her. She was too weak to struggle, too immersed in pain she'd never believed she would ever feel. She didn't care what any of them did.
"I'm a doctor. It's an anesthetic," said the man, who smiled in a half-hearted way.
The others left him to deal with Ellie on his own. Suddenly, Ellie was aware of his behaviour. Despite her pain, she couldn't help being struck by the situation. It was surreal and ironic. Here was a doctor who administered a local anesthetic to treat wounds that his paymasters had so enjoyed inflicting. It was a masquerade of a real hospital, and she was being tended to by a caring and compassionate doctor. Ellie felt awkward. The young doctor was gentle. He was totally out of place in the hellhole around her. Ellie knew he could sense her awkwardness and chose to remain silent. She stared at him, incredulous at how a professional could provide their life-saving skills to an organization hell-bent on making people suffer. The doctor avoided the woman's stare. He knew what she was thinking. She knew that he didn't belong, and that what he did was wrong, like when his brother forced him to superglue back on the wings of butterflies, only for them to be ripped off again. Only now he patched up injuries, not to save himself from being beaten, but to feed his heroin craving. He'd been a good doctor. Had it not been for the one case of malpractice, he'd still have been on the right path. But the girl had died. His colleagues had given evidence claiming they had seen him chase just before prepping for theatre.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?